He shook his head. I don't need it. You might. I won't. You don't know that, said Obi-Wan, not smiling at all now. You don't know what will happen when I'm in spitting distance of that Sith temple, and neither do I. I know you're not going to kill me. Bail, said Obi-Wan. His breathing was ragged. Don't be a fool. You know nothing of the kind, and without that lightsaber, you will never stop me. Take the belt, wear my weapon. Please. Ignoring Obi-Wan's desperation would be tantamount to cruelty, so he took the belt and buckled it around his waist, pulled the lightsaber from his backpack, and clipped it to the belt. It felt odd, heavy. He couldn't bring himself to look at it. Glanced at Obi-Wan instead. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I got you into this, Bail thought. They walked to the edge of the ravine and looked over the side. Zigzag down there, Bail suggested, pointing to a hint, a suggestion of a trail running between the tumbled rocks and weathered gullies and twisted half-grown saplings. Go left, then track right? That seems reasonable, said Obi-Wan, and he coughed. He sounded like a Linta, a ghastly dryland bubbling. I'll go first, Bail said. You stick close behind me. That way if something happens... If you have more visions, if you fall, Bail thought. Obi-Wan slid a look sideways. I don't think so. I'll go first. That way, if something happens, I won't take you with me. Bail chewed his lip, but there was no time for more arguments. All right, he said grudgingly. They started down the ravine. Sliding rock, slipping dirt, scrapes, cuts, and bruises. Step by uncertain, dangerous step, they navigated their way down the steep, jagged slope. More than once, they overbalanced or skidded down a rock gully, lost their footing as the dry yellow-brown dirt shifted beneath them. More than once, they sat down hard, clutching at sapling or rock to prevent disaster, their jarred spines screaming, their hearts hammering out of control. Sweat streaked their faces, stung their eyes, slicked their palms, soaked their stinking, filthy clothes. And brooding above them, a silent menace, a vulture of stone, the Black Sith Temple, the source of every ill. With each jarring footfall, Bail felt the lightsaber gently slap him. He resented its presence, dreaded what it meant, dreaded that Obi-Wan would finally succumb to this place. He couldn't begin to understand the kind of technology that could do this, that could reach into a Jedi's mind, a mind as strong and disciplined and formidable as Obi-Wan's, and tear it apart piecemeal, memory by memory. He couldn't understand a sentient being who'd want to.